Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Welcome to Murundoy. Murundoy celebrates its 10th anniversary, making it the longest-running radio serial drama in Guyana and the Caribbean. We thank God, our sponsors, board, staff, volunteers, writers, actors, production team, facilitators, and web hosts for making this milestone possible. Special thanks to our many listeners in over 40 countries. Murundoy proudly upholds the radio drama tradition in Guyana and provides employment for many of our youths in the performing arts. You can support Murundoy, a behavior change communication NGO. Give us a call in 231-2588 or 231-4417 and look out for Cheap and Sweet, a television sitcom produced by Murundoy, celebrating 10 years of service to Guyana.
Choices, changes, life's reality.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Indaba 4 begins on the 3rd of November and concludes on the 7th of November, which is the first National Villages Day. Reconstruction, that very weighty word, that's the theme for this year's Indaba, and that would be considered under four headings: reconstruction of the economy, of the family, of spiritual concerns, and lastly, of education.
Want a loan to buy your first home?
Republic is here.
Or want to buy an even bigger home?
Republic is here.
Yes, man.
Expand your space.
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Here are some important tips to ensure you can collect your winnings when you play any of our lottery games. When you buy your ticket, write your name and address legibly on the back. This way, no one can steal your ticket and claim that it is theirs. Don't let your terminal ticket get wet and store it in a cool, dry place, as the thermal paper can turn black if you don't. Watch the results on NCN Channel 11 daily at 20 hours and check the newspapers. Call our hotline on 226-0753 or check our Facebook page. If your winnings are $25,000 or below, you can collect from your local agent. If the amount is over $25,000 to $100,000, you must visit our regional offices in Georgetown or Berbice. If you win over $100,000, please visit our head office. You will receive a receipt if your ticket is not a winner. You will also receive a receipt if your ticket wins. Please ensure you collect your receipt, as it is proof of your transaction. You have up to 90 days to collect your winnings. Only players 18 years or older can play or redeem lottery tickets. Enjoy playing our games! And remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Thinking of a sweet addition to your meals? There's only one choice that will make your family happy: Champion Icing Sugar. For everything from cakes to syrups to donuts to teas, Champion Icing Sugar, a proud member of the Edward B.B. Harry family. Champion, giving you a reason to sit back, relax, and enjoy. Champion Icing Sugar, always a winner.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank, constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The last time we were in Murundoy, James invited Catalina and Shelley to a council meeting, at which Shelley accused Ignatius of threatening her with a gun. He got angry and left. Coretta verified Shelley's story and apologized to the council for being in alliance with Ignatius and pledged her support of the development plan. As we return, Lucille is waiting on June to join her for breakfast at a cafe.
Sister Lulu, is that you? Sister Lucille, good morning, dear. Dining alone on this beautiful Saturday morning?
Did I invite you to my table, Sister Patsy?
I'm not staying. I just came to pick up some pepper pot to go with the bread I made yesterday. Is Cecil joining you for breakfast, Lucille, dear?
Why are you inquiring about my husband?
Oh, we sit on the same council. We've shared many conversations about the struggle in our lives, and we're friends.
Good for you.
By the way, Cecil's cousin Bella told me she saw you when you were in New York the other day.
Oh, she did?
Of course. Bella and I go a long way back. Many times back in the day when she used to come to Marundoy, is me she used to stay at.
Birds of a feather, I suppose.
She told me she's coming in December and that she's looking forward to seeing Cecil.
Oh, really?
Yes, dear. And guess where she'll be staying?
I don't know. With all that red and purple false hair on her head and makeup that had her looking like a clown, I would assume the zoo.
Oh, Lucille, I know you don't like the woman, but you don't have to be so insulting.
How is it insulting when another species is discovered?
Can't we all just get along?
Good morning, Mom. Sorry to be late.
Good morning, June.
Sister Patsy, how are you?
I'm well, my dear. And how is the village chairman this morning?
Oh, James is fine.
Wonderful. He's doing a great job and so is Cecil. Sister Lucille, I'm sure you will agree.
Must we be disturbed for the duration of our breakfast? Get away from here.
Mom!
This woman has no respect for me.
I'll see you, June. Sister Lucille, have a pleasant rest of the day.
Good riddance.
Mom, why are you allowing Sister Patsy to get you so worked up?
Because she is a pest who makes it no secret that she wants my husband.
Oh, Mom. Even if Sister Patsy has her eyes on that, you know he will never entertain her.
Yet, he entertained Bella.
Gosh, not that again. Look, Mom, I think you have a problem. And that's a part of the reason I invited you to breakfast this morning.
Cecil. Cecil, dear.
Sister Patsy.
How are you this morning?
Just getting some breakfast.
Oh, well then I'm right on time. I baked some bread last night and thought I'd bring a portion for you. I didn't make the pepper pot dough. I got it from the new cafe by the main road.
Oh, coincidentally, I think that's where June and Lucille are having breakfast.
Oh, yes. I saw them there and I figured you must be here all alone with nothing to eat.
Ah, don't fret about it.
Well, here you go. I use whole wheat flour for the bread. You know age comes with all kind of aches and pains and I'm trying to watch my figure.
Well, this is very kind of you, Sister Patsy. Thank you.
You might not want to tell Lucille that you got that from me. You know how she is.
Oh, trust me. I know. Don't worry about it. She is one step away from biting everyone's head off these days.
Oh, poor Lucille. I feel for her.
Well, I don't know how much longer I can take it. Living with her has become almost impossible.
Wow.
Anyway, thanks for the pepper pot and bread.
Cecil, you know, if you ever need a place to stay, my door is always open.
I will keep that in mind.
Oh, did Bella tell you she's coming in December?
What?
Bella, your cousin.
I haven't spoken to Bella in over 10 years.
Oh, well, she's coming for Christmas.
Well, that's none of my concern.
Oh, well, after all that you and Bella went through, I would think you'd be more excited to hear that she's coming.
Patsy, I don't know what Bella has told you about the relationship between her and me, but let me assure you that it was strictly platonic.
Oh, you mean... Yeah, I'll never... I mean, she gave me the impression that it was more than that.
I will have a serious talk with her when she gets here.
My apologies, Cecil. I was only going on what she told me.
Have a good day, Patsy.
You too.
Mom, I'm really worried about you.
I think I'll have another bacon salt.
Mom!
June, I'm only reacting to the circumstances around me. Your father has shown clearly that he does not care anymore about what happens to me.
But Mom, you have not given him a moment of peace in months.
He betrayed me.
I don't believe he did.
So Bella is crazy then?
Some women are wicked.
Would you swear like this for James?
James and Dad are nothing alike, Mom. Dad wouldn't do that to you.
And what about Sister Patsy?
What about her?
She has been trying desperately to sink her claws into Cecil, and he's allowing it.
Mom, please. That would never consider Sister Patsy.
You may think you know your father.
Mom, I think you should talk to somebody.
Talk to somebody?
Yes, a professional.
What are you trying to say, June?
You should talk to a psychologist. I will pay for the sessions.
Are you implying that something is wrong with me?
I just want you to get better, Mom.
Why would I need to get better if nothing is wrong with me?
Mom, please.
No, June.
All right. Don't raise your voice.
All I have done is respond to legitimate concerns as to the marital relationship between your father and I. I have been nothing but loyal to him all the years we have been married.
And that has been loyal to you too?
That is still to be determined.
Mom, tell me what would help. I've asked you before if you need more activities to keep you occupied. If you will be willing to teach some classes, if you...
No, June. I am perfectly okay.
Are you lonely?
Funny you would ask me that when I have a husband.
Well...
Cecil hardly speaks to me anymore. He's not even sleeping in the same room with me anymore.
What?
Oh, he didn't tell you? He moved into one of the other rooms and every chance he gets to be out of the house, he is. Claiming he's doing village council work.
Well, I do know the village council is doing their part in formulating the plan of action for regional development.
I'm aware of that too. But Cecil is not home most of the time because he does not want to be around me. Did I tell you he is taken to making his own meals too?
What?
Yes. And I don't know what he's afraid of.
This is more serious than I thought.
I am telling you, June. I am this close to moving out and into a nursing home.
You don't have to do that, Mom.
It's obvious your father doesn't love me anymore. And I refuse to live with a man who despises me.
All right. I will come home with you. You and Dad will have to see a counselor.
Men have become the
Hi,
June.
I wasn't expecting you.
Well, I decided to come back with Mom.
Cecil? Where did you get that pepper pot and bread?
It's nice to see you, June.
Same here, Dad.
Cecil, I'm talking to you. Where do you get this pepper pot and bread?
So how are things at the clinic, June?
Dad, Mom is talking to you.
I'm glad you're seeing it for yourself, June. After all the years I have put up with this man, this is what it boils down to.
Why didn't you stay on?
Dad!
June, your mother has become impossible to live with.
Sister Patsy brought this here, didn't she? You won't allow me to cook a meal for you anymore. But you are allowing vile women to bring you food.
Mom!
I did not voluntarily start preparing my own meals. You went for days without cooking for me after you knocked me out and accused me of having a relationship with Bella. What was I supposed to do? Starve?
I have cooked since then and you've refused.
You never offered
me. All the years we've been lived together. I have to offer you?
I will not go into the pot only to be snapped at again.
Nonsense, Cecil. Excuses.
Okay.
June, I can't take this anymore. I have two options in this situation. I can either drop dead or move out.
Why don't you do both?
Mom,
let me have some peace in my life.
Thank you for making it easy for me, Lucy.
What are you doing?
I have had my suitcases packed for a while now. I'm not staying here anymore.
No, where are you going?
Sister Patsy has offered me a place to stay.
What? You see, June?
Dad, you can't go by Sister Patsy's house. What will people say?
I don't care. I deserve to enjoy the rest of my old age. And if I continue to live with this witch, I will be dead before the end of this year.
Well, come! And don't think you're ever coming back.
Very well. Goodbye, Lucille.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Do you need financing to start up your business or to expand your existing one? Under the LCDS Micro and Small Enterprises Development Project at the Small Business Bureau, you may be eligible for a low-interest loan. Applying for financing is easy. If you operate a registered small business and engage in activities that are not harmful to the environment, you should register with the SBB and apply. The SBB will then evaluate whether you meet the criteria of partnering banks. Once you do, the SBB will issue a referral letter. The bank will then assess your application and approve your loan if you are successful. Under this fair and transparent process, every small business is given equal consideration. But you have to take the first step. Find out whether you qualify for financing under the MSED project by calling the SBB on 225-3276 or 227-1439.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.